Okay, so this podcast is going to focus on the film that I chose for this existential film review, and the film that I chose was Forrest Gump. Alright, to start off, Tom Hanks is the one starring in this 1994 film. It's basically portrayed back in like the 50s, 60s, 70s, that type of like era. The main character, the protagonist, played by Tom Hanks, is actually exactly how the title sounds, Forrest Gump. He is a simple man who suffers from being a little bit mentally slow in comparison to others in society, but fortunately, he never really saw himself as a disadvantage. He never really saw himself like having that disadvantage. His childhood was really shared with his best friend, and really back then his only friend, Jenny. And he was really raised by his single mother, Mrs. Gump, who always supported him in everything and taught him the ways of life. She was a big factor in playing when she had to like tell him like, you're not different. You're not different, and you're not, maybe yes, you don't look like everyone else, but there's a reason for that. So basically what his mom did was she taught him the ways of life. But the thing is that even though she taught him the ways of life, his mom gave him the free will to create and choose his own destiny, his own purpose. So this is where basically the movie sets off with, that Forrest sets off to making a world of decisions that really create his own life, his own path. And like, he goes from joining the army during the Vietnam War, where then he meets his other two friends, Lieutenant Dan and Bubba. He becomes a veteran's hero, wins all these medals. He becomes a worldwide ping pong champion, actually, an all-star runner back in football, in high school career, college career. He becomes a shrimp bone captain. He meets the president like three times. He meets President Kennedy, President Nixon, and... No, I think that, yeah, just, I think it's twice then, President Nixon, President Kennedy. The thing though, even though he lives his life and like so many events, so many decisions, so many like choices, and he becomes a really like well-known person in the U.S., he's not really living. Yes, he's living, but he's not, because his mind is really only focused on one thing, and focus on someone, and that's Jenny, his best friend. And unfortunately, like, while Forrest is off doing all of these events, all of these choices, all of these like stuff, Jenny is in her own path, her own like life as well, but not as fortunate as Gump, who, even though he makes all these decisions, he really doesn't suffer as much as Jenny did. Jenny really lives a hard life, a really harsh life in comparison to Forrest, because she's like in a constant battle with trying to find her own purpose, her own destiny, but it involves more like risque stuff and involves a lot more abuse and drugs in comparison to Forrest. Now, this film really captures the essence of what we have been learning in class. So exactly like, sorry if I pronounce this wrong, of Sartre's, like, his philosophy on existentialism, because the film really, we can see that between Forrest and Jenny and like other characters as well, not just the only them, like there's this idea that humans are constantly trying to find their own purpose in life. Like the film really embodies that ideology of essence over existence, free will, and just like this connection back to the idea of as us human individuals, we encounter with important choices, events, and decisions we make that help then like initiate that point of us finding our true selves in the world, like who we really are and our main purpose in life. We are not just existing, but we're living also. Now, getting more into like more detailed stuff, I'm gonna start with talking about Forrest Gump and just like his character overall, and like just like how he embodies existentialism. So, just basic information, Forrest Gump is mentally disabled, but he still continues to exist throughout his life, move on with the rest of the world. He makes his choices that shape his life, even though at times he does it without thought. That is a point that I saw throughout this film, that his life, he just does it because there's always, like, someone telling him what to do. I mean, first throughout his childhood, his mother. And, like, he exists without letting his, like, slowness, like, block him or make him behind. But the thing is that, yes, okay, going back. The thing is that Ford does not let his disability, like, block him in order to do, like, normal stuff. Because, like, everyone else, he has that potential to make his own true destiny, having that free will to create his own purpose. And this is where then you would tie in that ideology that Gump does have the same free will as everyone. That he doesn't let his disability get him. But then we go, this is where I then go into that idea that he's not really living, okay? Because he has factors that tell him what to do. So going back to his childhood, his mom really, like, telling him, like, what to do throughout his childhood and what is right, what is wrong, blah, blah, blah. But then we can see then, like, more specifically, like, there's a point where Forrest, when he's a teen, like, Jenny tells him to just run, and, like, that allows him to, like, figure out that he has this ability to just run and be an amazing runner. And, like, throughout his, like, college career, he gets the opportunity to go to college and, like, run, be an all-star runner back and in college. But he does this because there's coaches and everyone around him telling him to just run and keep on running. Like, more specifically, say, run, Forrest, run. Like, he does it without really, like, knowing he's doing it, because that's all he does. He runs because they're telling him to. And then, like, when he in the Vietnam War, he's, like, this perfect soldier, because the normalcy when you enlist in a war and, like, being a soldier is you do everything your drill sergeant tells you to do. But more specifically, the film, like, emphasizes that Gump is just triumph soldier over all the other soldiers, because he is so deep in just existing and not living for himself that everything the drill sergeant tells him to do, he does it. He does it without thinking, and he does it just perfectly. So this really gives you that idea that he's there, present in his life, but he's not really thinking for himself. And, like, then throughout the film, then we see that when he starts to break through that idea of just existing is further into, like, when he actually goes to Vietnam with his best friend Bubba. They're, so him and Bubba are in a platoon, and the platoon gets attacked. And unfortunately, Bubba is not that lucky, and he gets hurt a lot. And Forrest, we see a shift inside of Forrest. We see that instead of just keep on running, like they tell him to, and keep on doing what he has to do, he then, like, says, no, I have to go back for Bubba. He has to go back for Bubba. Bubba is his best friend. He doesn't, like, this is where he then, like, makes a decision for himself, saying, Bubba is my best friend, and I decide that I want to go back for him. This is where we see that shift inside of him. It's not that big of a shift, but we do see that little tiny, like, him dipping his toes into the water, like when someone dips their toes into the pool, checking it, like, if it's cold or something. We see him getting that taste of essence over existing. So then, another part of the film where Gump breaks away from that existing ideology is, it's mostly towards kind of mostly towards over there, where we see that Forrest just out of the blue decides to run. run without a destination, just run. So this happens right after Jenny comes back, and actually she sleeps with Forrest, but she doesn't stay. And the morning after, Forrest realizes that she left again, and he just decides to run, and just pick up how he is and just run. He runs for 3 years with only stopping to eat, drink, and sleep. Okay, and this really now is another moment in shift where he's running because he's trying to find that purpose. Again, that existential ideology is seen because he's trying to find his true meaning in life. He's trying to find, what is it living for? I mean, all this time, he's so in love with Jenny, and Jenny is his one thing on his mind, that now that Jenny is constantly leaving him, and after sleeping with her and like realizing that she's not there the morning after, he realizes, then what is this really for? If Jenny is not with me, then what do I have to do for all these years? I've been just doing what they've been telling me to do, but what do I do for myself? So he just decides to run. And that really shows him that he makes the free will choice to just run without telling him to run. Without any outside factor telling him to run. He's really embodying that free will, finding his own true purpose. And even though the movie did not explain why he stopped running after 3 years. But he said, like from what I remember, he says, I'm done running now. I am tired. This shows that even though they don't say, like, okay, why do you stop running? Oh, he finally found, what it really means is because he finally found that purpose he was looking for. He finally stepped into a new life where he started living and not just existing. Okay, now going to another character, Jenny, she is also a main focus. So it's not just Forrest that is the main focus of the film. It's also Jenny. So, Jenny Caron, she is Forrest's best friend, and they met each other since they were, like, about 5 years old, five or something years old. Very little they met, and all the time they were best friends. So the thing about Jenny is that, her mother died when she was young, when she was, like, 5 or something. So yeah, so Jenny's mother died when she was 5, and then she met Forrest, like, later on. But the thing about Jenny, unfortunately, is that with her mother gone, her father just became bitter and started abusing her. So at a very small age, she was confused because her father abused her when he was supposed to love her. So at a very young age, she already felt that loneliness, that questioning of why is she living if she was just having a bad life, if she was just suffering. So we see in this film that she doesn't really live. She's just trying to survive. I mean, first she's trying to survive her childhood with her father. Then that really like makes her question, like, why would she even be in this world? So then we see that transition in her into growing up and then into adult, where she goes into a life of drugs, domestic abuse, and loneliness. I mean, this really reveals how she mostly feels so alone in the world. And if it wasn't for Forrest, who constantly showed her that he cares for her, and, like, really, Forrest was her only true salvation from, like, eternal isolation. Jenny just suffers a really harsh life. But throughout this harsh life, she does create her own path. I mean, all of this is because she chooses to do the drugs. She chooses to go into all of that. And it's because she does create her own path, her own life, and they do come with a consequence. That's another thing about existentialism, that every choice that we make does affect either us or the ones around us. And everything comes with a price, a consequence. And not only that, but Jenny really embodies that existentialism ideology of existence, of essence over existence, because like I said before, she's not living at all. She really is not living alone. She's only existing, making choice after choice because she's really trying to find her purpose in life. I mean, when she was in college, she decided she's going to model for Playboy. And that ended, she got kicked out of college. And that led to then saying, well, then I'll just perform at an adult club as a nude singer. Oh, and then from there, she goes off to city after city, doing drugs. This is back in the 70s, so really late 60s, early 70s. So really like that hippie vibe where drug after drug after drug. Getting involved in the protesting during the Vietnam War. So while we see Forrest like serving as a soldier in the Vietnam War, Jenny is the one protesting for all those during that time. And each moment is really just Jenny trying to seek her true self-worthy in her and her living in the world. Since, like I said, she was so small and she was like abused. She never felt wanted or loved. So she struggled as a teen and adult. So like more specifically now, even throughout this struggle, she does find her way in finding her own purpose, and she does find a reason for living. So almost towards the end of the movie as well, but not towards the end, a good hour or so into the movie, we see that it is New Year's. Specifically, and while Forrest is celebrating New Year's in another part of the world, Jenny is in California, and this is a moment in the film where she contemplates suicide and ending her life because she realizes that choice after choice, hoping to find a new purpose in life, she realizes that it's all for nothing because her life is meaningless right now. It's full of drugs, sexual interactions with unknown people, just party after lifeless party. So she's physically living, but mentally and emotionally, she's going crazy. She finds that she doesn't have a purpose. But even though at the moment where she decides if she wants to commit suicide, she decides that there's like a glimpse of hope within her in hoping that there might be another purpose in life. And that's when we really start to see a shift in Jenny where she decides that even though everything horrible has happened, she still is trying to find that purpose. She's still trying to find that hope. So she just has hope that she will find her true purpose to live. Now going to another character who I feel is not a main character, but a really impactful big character who just really embodies that existentialism ideology is Lieutenant Dan Taylor. So like I said in the beginning, Forrest met two of his other best friends during the Vietnam War, and Lieutenant Dan was Forrest's lieutenant, his sergeant. And the thing about Lieutenant is that he came from a family where each man has fought in every American war and died in the field. Lieutenant, he had this like already like tradition saying like, oh, my destiny is to die in, like serve in the war and then die in the war. And the thing is that it is seen that when Lieutenant Dan and his platoon that involved Forrest and Bubba got bombed, Lieutenant Dan as well was unfortunate to come out with no injuries. He actually had both of his legs really severed because of the bombs, and they had to amputate them. And the thing is that Lieutenant Dan was supposed to die in the field with his platoon, but Forrest came back to save him. So after going back to saving Bubba, he did go back and save Lieutenant Dan. And that was when it was really hard for Lieutenant Dan, because this Lieutenant Dan struggles to accept his fate has changed. That fate really was not supposed to play out. So it was hard for him to accept the fact that tradition of men going and enlisting in the war and then dying in honor in the war, like, that changed completely for him. So he really struggles with the idea that life is not fair, that it comes with hardships and conflict. And really, after losing his leg, we see him slip into that existing mode where he's not living at all. So he's surviving, he's breathing, but he's not living. He's an alcoholic, he is angry, he is bitter, he swears at God, he just really doesn't feel like, he really feels like he's nothing now, because he felt that his purpose of dying in the war was ripped away. And so then he feels like he has no purpose. But Forrest, despite Lieutenant Dan being that way, Forrest helped him, though. He sticks by him. He slowly but surely helps him to, like, recuperate the idea that he should accept his fate. Not his fate, but he should accept the freedom. More specifically, like, Lieutenant Dan, we see that he really starts to embody the idea of essence over existence as well, because fortunately, he does accept his freedom, his life. So the thing is, I mentioned how Forrest became a shrimp boat captain. Well, then Lieutenant Dan helped him in the shrimp boat business. And it's seen in the film that there we have a big, big storm heading their way. And in this big storm, we see that Lieutenant Dan is yelling and is venting into the air, yelling at God to do his best, that he has no purpose to live. Well, we see, like, almost in a way, like, even though this storm is really hitting hard, it's like almost like cleansing Lieutenant Dan to really, like, open up his eyes, open up his perspective, to then really make him accept that even though, like, his purpose was gone, he still has that ability to control his life, make the most of what is thrown at him. That, because that is what makes life valuable. That is what makes the value of life. That equal chance everyone has to be in a realm of freedom to decide and dictate their lives despite anything. So we make our own purpose and value, and Dan embodies that at the end of the film. So we really see that shift from that traditional army man shift into this really, like, open-minded person who then realizes that you make your own purpose, not there's a purpose already destined for you. So those were the three characters I really saw in the film that really captured my eye, that really I felt that give that existential, like, vibe tone. And now for the overall, like, rating of the movie, not rating, but the overall, like, existential idea of the overall film, we see that the film constantly exemplifies the idea how at times life is unpredictable, unfair, or just uncontrollable. But what is really controlled is that choice a person can make on how to react to those circumstances in life. So really, the idea on how a person is able to make their life valuable, their life worth living with the choices that they make. So Forrest, Jenny, and Lieutenant Dan all struggled with finding their own purpose. Each was existing, breathing, eating, surviving, making a life, but none were really living. None were really living at all, because they weren't living their full purpose, since they didn't know what their full purpose was. But this film, we see their journey and how they physically, emotionally, and mentally break down in order to finally, at the end of the film, break through their tribulations in life to find peace, purpose, and what life is about. The film also starts off the movie with a white feather in the air and ends with the same white feather fluttering in the air again. So the thing is, Forrest makes his final motif on how he believes that we are both thrown into the world floating like a feather and creating our own destiny. He reveals the idea that uncontrollable events that appear in our lives are thrown at us. But even though we still have control on how we react to them, what choice we make because of them, we are that air deciding where the white feather rolls onto next. We embody true existentialism. So, to end this practically longer podcast that I thought, Forrest Gump is really an overall amazing film. It's very outstanding, heart-touching movie that I highly recommend to watch. A lot can be learned, loved, laughed, enjoyed. Tom Hanks is an outstanding actor, really amazing job, and overall, just a wonderful movie. So, just awesome movie. Thank you.